Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Wix. It's where website creation meets AI and where your boldest ideas become real. It just takes one platform to build a site that looks great and does everything you need it to. And it just takes one person, you, to start taking care of business like a 10-person team. With AI tools for creating an entire website from scratch or testing new ways to make money, Wix is there with you from day one. Try it out now at wix.com.
This week, we're joined by Jason Porter from Blevins Frank's London office. Jason is a specialist on what you need to know before moving abroad. In his previous discussion a few weeks ago, he covered residency since Brexit, buying property in Spain, and whether you should keep your UK property. If you missed it, you'll find a recording in the podcast section of Blevins Frank's website. Today, Jason's followed this up by looking at pensions, inheritance tax, and wealth tax in Spain. Thanks for joining us again, Jason. How are you today?
I'm great, thank you. How are you?
I'm very well. Pensions are likely to be the main source of income when a UK retiree moves to Spain. How are they taxed?
Pensions, there's from a UK point of view, there's four different types of pensions, and we'll go through each of those. Pensions are taxable in Spain as income, so they'll go through all the rate bands and be taxed on that basis. The four different types of pensions basically are, you have the UK state pension, which obviously you get at UK state retirement age, which will range from probably now 66 through to 68. There is UK government pensions, and a UK government pension is receivable by someone who's been, say, employed in local government or may have been in the army, those kind of areas. And then there is private pensions, which are SIPs, self-invested personal pension plans, the type of vehicles that an individual takes out to put monies into a pension scheme. And then you have company pensions, and they all have their own rules. In terms of where and how they're taxable, that is determined by the double tax treaty between the UK and Spain. And the double tax treaty looks at each of those four pensions and says how they're going to be taxable. The state pension, the state retirement pension, is always taxable where the individual lives, not where the pension originates from, the UK. The government pensions, as an employee of government of some form, that is taxable always in the UK and in most cases not taxable abroad at all. And then the private pension, a SIP, or a company pension follow the individual and are taxable where they're living, where they're located, not where the pension is originating from. So that's those rules. Certainly in terms of Spain, it's definitely worthwhile talking to an international financial planner, international pension planner advisor about pensions, because there are some recent new rulings that have come in Spain which potentially could expose UK pensions to wealth tax in Spain. And you can make certain adjustments to those pensions which may well remove that exposure, but you can really only do that before you've moved to Spain. It's quite difficult to actually take the benefit of that after you've moved. So we're always looking to try and talk to people who are moving to Spain early enough so that any adjustments can be made to those pension schemes to get them in the best tax position possible from a Spanish wealth tax, Spanish inheritance tax perspective.
Yeah, it's always been complicated, isn't it, pensions? And, you know,
indeed.
I remember over the years lots of pension scams. I mean, you really have to be very well informed and up to date.
Yes, indeed.
Well, in our discussion a few weeks ago, you talked about estate and inheritance taxes. I presume if a UK expatriate moves to Spain, they'll have more succession issues to consider.
They certainly will, yes. You know, in moving to Spain, you are then potentially exposing your worldwide wealth, your worldwide assets, to Spanish succession law and Spanish succession taxes. In addition, from a UK point of view, UK inheritance tax is determined by your domicile status. And domicile is something that's somewhat peculiar to common law countries like the UK. And on that basis, if your parents were from the UK, if you were born in the UK, and if you've lived up until the point of leaving for Spain in the UK, then you're very, very likely to be regarded as UK domiciled. And on that basis, potentially liable to UK inheritance tax and UK inheritance law on a worldwide basis. But in moving to Spain, they determine succession tax on the basis of resident status. So again, residing in Spain potentially exposes your worldwide estate to Spanish inheritance tax. So you can see there's a mismatch, a bit of a conflict there. Now, that there isn't a double tax treaty between the UK and Spain on inheritance tax. So much of the rules has arisen over the years through precedent and doing whatever is the simplest, the cleanest way of doing things. And Spain does allow what we call unilateral relief, where if you've paid inheritance tax in another country on a similar form of asset, on a similar form of income, whatever, then they will allow you to set that off against the liability in Spain. So potentially preventing a double tax liability on that basis. But it's certainly worthwhile establishing before you move to Spain what your exposure might be and understanding the rules that a civil law country has around who you can and who you can't pass assets to. Because Spain has adopted, like the rest of Europe, most of the Napoleonic codes, which include things like forced heirship, where you are supposed to pass assets in fixed percentages to children. Depending upon how many children you have, that will determine the percentage that can go. And that minimises the amount, the sum or the percentage of the estate that can go to a spouse. So again, almost the spouse can lose out. Now, there are marital property regimes you can put in place to better the situation for the spouse. Also, what we have now is European succession regulations, which came in 2015, that the EU introduced to try and simplify the conflicts between the different legal regimes that apply across Europe and outside of Europe from people that are coming in. And these European succession regulations allow you to put in place a will, which in this instance in Spain, you basically set out in the will that you want your assets to pass on the basis of the law of your nationality, which in this case, if you're coming from the UK, is likely to be UK legal rules, which then allow you, give you complete testamentary freedom in who you can pass your assets to, as long as you set it out in that will. That's fantastic. Allows you to pass your assets in the proportions you want and make provision for a spouse. The only issue you have there is that whilst those assets in Spain can pass how you want them to, they will still be liable to Spanish inheritance tax. And if you're passing them outside of, should we say, ascendants and descendants, so children and parents, then effectively the liabilities on those can accelerate quite quickly. And those liabilities, unlike the UK, where the estate pays the liability and then distributes the assets out to the beneficiaries, in Spain the liabilities are payable by the beneficiary before they can actually access those assets. So again, a bit of a conflict. So it's establishing what your position is with the assets you have, making sure that you're going to get the assets to whoever you want, making provision for a spouse, etc., etc., and making sure that you can do things in the way you want, at the same time minimising the amount of inheritance tax you might pay.
Well, over the past few years, we've seen a debate in the UK on whether a wealth tax could be a means of covering the ever-increasing cost of the national health and social system. Spain has had a wealth tax for years. Can you give us a quick outline?
I can, and certainly from my own experience in the UK, there has been a huge amount written in the UK about wealth tax, because it is... has been introduced in a number of European countries over the last 10, 20 years or so. Spanish wealth tax has been in and out, as in it's been in place 1 year, then been away for a couple of years, then come back for a few years. But it was fully reintroduced in Spain in 2021. Unlike other countries, some of the countries that have wealth tax in Spain, it is in most what I would describe as non-business assets. So you're talking about real estate, investments, cash, those kind of things potentially are liable to wealth tax. So it's quite a wide parameter of assets that you have to add in to see if your wealth is up to a level that wealth tax might be payable. In terms of the exposure that you might have to wealth tax depending upon where you're living, a non-resident of Spain is only liable to wealth tax on their Spanish assets. So you only have to look at, you know, your Spanish real estate, any cash or investments you might have in Spain. If they don't hit the minimum level, then you won't have any wealth tax to pay in Spain. Residents of Spain are liable, potentially liable to wealth tax on their worldwide wealth, their worldwide assets. And wealth tax in Spain is an individual tax. It's not a tax on the household. So both members of a couple would have their own exemptions and their own liabilities potentially. There is a €700,000 per individual allowance, as well as a further €300,000 main home exemption. So each individual has up to 1 million of relief. So therefore, as a couple, that would be 2 million of relief before they would potentially start paying any wealth tax. So the numbers are quite chunky before you actually start having a liability. And when they first kick in, it's only at 0.2%. But for those at the top end, the very wealthy, it's 3.5% on assets over roughly €10.7 million. Obviously, that's a chunky number. You've got to get your assets over. But actually, this is an annual tax. It's not a one-off. So it's like another layer of an income tax that you're paying each year. So for those people that are asset rich, income poor, this can be quite a burden. Now, what you have in Spain is 17 autonomous regions. And those autonomous regions have a great deal of flexibility when it comes to wealth tax and inheritance tax. And certainly from both angles, we've seen them giving reliefs, quite substantial reliefs, 100% reliefs, etc. And that's been the case certainly in Madrid has always had 100% relief for wealth tax. And Andalusia has recently introduced 100% relief for wealth tax. And on that basis, those regions will... the individuals in those regions will not have a liability to wealth tax because of those exemptions. Now, the situation is that more and more of the autonomous regions were looking to introduce exemptions, and the state was starting to realise that there could be a considerable reduction in revenues coming in. So they've introduced at a state level, which the autonomous regions cannot alter, and potentially around for a couple of years, but something called a solidarity tax on large fortunes. Now, this kicks in at a higher amount than the normal wealth tax does, but it's calculated in a very, very similar way. Now, it's only going to really hit the wealthiest because, you know, as a individual, it's only comes in at anything over €4 million of wealth. And as a couple, it's over €8 million of wealth. But it is something that the state has looked at and decided to introduce. So again, it's to be aware of those two different taxes, wealth tax, solidarity tax. Do you have an exposure? If the minimums, if your assets are below those minimums, then there's no exposure at all. But if you are getting into the territory of having to pay it, well, what can you do to reduce those? And there is the ability that if you have minimal taxable income, that your combination of income tax and wealth tax cannot be over a certain proportion or certain percentage of your taxable income. So if you minimise your taxable income, you're minimising your wealth tax. And on that basis, what you can try and do is invest into things that minimise income tax, but still allow you to make withdrawals and live off. And there are various structures in Spain that allow you to do that, to minimise your income, but still have a decent standard of living. So that's obviously something that we use quite a lot for our clients as vehicles, and they're also very useful from an inheritance tax perspective as well. So there's various things you can do to minimise your exposure there.
Many thanks, Jason. And of course, if our listeners want to contact Blevins Franks with any queries or for more information, they can visit their website, blevinsfranks.com. To find the contact details for the Spain and UK offices, or use the online inquiry form. The website news page also has informative articles about moving abroad, as well as tax and residence guidelines, which are free to download.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.